Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. Today, I would like to talk about downtime, vacation, leisure, taking a break. Do you need to switch off completely, or is being active just as good? Tiffany, start us off.
Turning your brain off from work is definitely something I do. It is stressful enough having to deal with a variety of different industries and people and emotions without bringing your work on vacation.
Well, for me, downtime is a little bit different because I'm running my own business and I also consult for another company. So I'm very, very busy. I also am on three boards. So it seems like there's very little time for downtime. But the two things that I find that really help me, one is I'm actually into gardening. I have probably 35 or 40 varieties of flowering plants on my property. They grow from March all the way until November. And I'm always out there working on them. It's very relaxing. It's just me and the soil. Up until about 2 years ago, my other relaxation was playing full court basketball. I would go to Rowan University and play against guys who were about, used to be one half my age, now it's about one third my age. And it was very, very different. So on one hand, you get this very relaxing, thing you're doing gardening, and over here you're doing full body contact on the basketball court. And surprisingly, during COVID, I really didn't take more time. I seemed like I was probably doing more work because the work was around us all the time, and there really wasn't a lot of places to go or things to do, outside of the house. So I spent a lot of time watching Netflix.
Oh, and I don't think that, to me, that's not downtime. That anything that puts input into my brain, yeah, I can't count as downtime. Audra, what about you?
Yeah, I feel like I'm also a bad person to ask about this because I rarely take downtime. I can give advice. Like, I would definitely advise people to take downtime, but I don't take my own advice. I should work on that. And this is why it's a good topic for me. I do think that downtime, during the pandemic, I took a lot of walks and just being with nature. I think that reminded me a lot that we should take some time just to breathe and be present. And just with everything that's going on with the pandemic, just focusing on that, it's good for your brain, your health. We don't realize, like Robin said, even watching TV, which most of us consider downtime, is input. And so that's all affecting your brain. You're still not giving your brain a true break. So I think something like going out into nature, taking a walk, doing some breathing, is something that I would definitely like to do more of. Maybe if you can remind me of the name of the person. It's somebody well known, but I'm blanking on their name. He wrote like the 4-hour body and the something hour work week.
Tim Ferriss.
Yes, that's it. He advocates working while you're on vacation, and just to kind of say, like, when you're in work mode, you're not just always working all the time, and then when you're on vacation, you're doing nothing, but rather you should always live that way where you're giving yourself little breaks all of the time. And then when you're on vacation, take a few hours in the morning and do work, and then you can just enjoy your vacation and kind of break it into small sections like that. Okay. And that way your brain gets used to, taking moments where you're present all of the time.
I used to recommend to clients when driving and commuting was a thing, which it's not so much a thing anymore, is that in the mornings when they're driving, don't turn the radio on. Use that time as silent time. Because I feel like so many people don't have the ability to listen to their own thoughts. They don't listen to themselves think because they always have so much input. Do you guys experience that? Do you feel like too much input doesn't let you be creative, doesn't let you think?
I think you're exactly right. And it's one of the challenges of having, a smartphone with you all the time. It never goes away.
Oh my God, yeah.
I find it sometimes even hard to go to sleep, or I wake up in the middle of the night, I'm checking my phone. I've got two laptops that I'm working with here. I've got, the cell phone. Got all the stuff going, and it just is sometimes information overload, and I've just got to unplug and just say, look, I can't listen to anything else. I'm going to go down in the basement and play ping pong with my sons or something. I just mind. And that may even be in the middle of the day because I just don't need that. You know, but I'm always, you know, I read, you know, 5 or 6 papers a day. I listen to podcasts, you know, throughout the day. You know, I'm attending professional development workshops on Zoom. So there's always something going on. So like you said, there's always this input. So occasionally just being able to get in the car, like you said, and spend 30 minutes, and you're like, wow, I hadn't thought about that in a while. I haven't done that. You know, maybe I should do this. And you're exactly right. It does help.
We probably all grew up in a time before smartphones where we actually do have some experience with more quiet time than what is present in today's world. And like you said, with your sons, I think about the kids today growing up and they always have that smartphone. They don't remember a time when on demand was not available, when there was not something constantly entertaining them. So I think we have to do this for ourselves, you know, disconnect, and then also to model to our children, like, it's okay to do this. You should incorporate this into your day, and it's good for your brain to do that.
Definitely. Like, my husband and I, he has an older brother, and he and his wife, they have a son, my nephew, Patrick, and anytime we come and like are hanging out or visiting, he is always on his tablet. I miss the days when it was like, oh my God, go outside.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, play a sport. I don't care if you get your knee scraped. That means you actually, you know, unplugged and did something, you know, productive with your time and everything.
Well, I know for me, so I like to bike ride. That's one thing I do exercise-wise. I like to listen to books when I bike ride, and I realize that sometimes I need to turn the book off. And yes, bike ride is fine, but let my brain have that break, because as much as I love to multitask, because I garden too, Rick, I got to see the pictures of your flowers. I love going out and deadheading and playing with my flowers in the spring, summer, and fall, but often I will also listen to a book at the same time. And that's not downtime, Robin. That's input to your brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's really interesting is if you go on vacation or you go to a sporting event or you go to a restaurant, you see people spending their time on their phone or
photographing what
they're doing, you know, spending the whole time doing the video. And I'm like, but you're not even enjoying it. You're spending all your time trying to show your friends that you're doing something. It makes no sense.
Are we being old people because we're saying get off your phone and give your brain a break? Or is it really something we need to make room for?
I'm in my 30s. I feel like an old person next to people even my age and younger. God, younger. I feel so old because it's like they're all always on their phone.
Yeah. Andrew, I saw you
it
had a
thought. Painful.
I was just thinking, you know, it's not that so much that we're old, but we're wise enough maybe to say that we don't know, because we are the first generation. Like, I'm a Gen X person. We are the first generation to have bridged that gap between like very little, no internet to like now having everything on demand. And we're, I guess, figuring out in real time, how is this going to affect our brains? We don't know. If this is damaging our brains and our children's brains for the future, of course, all these technology companies we're in a capitalist society. They're all trying to keep us engaged. They're trying to make money and grow their businesses and help their companies and get views. But, you know, they're not really that concerned with how is this going to affect people's brains down the line. And honestly, we don't know. Is anyone even doing that work to see how is this major revolution in how we consume information and the amount of information that we consume daily? How is this affecting our brains? So it's definitely something we should be mindful of.
The ability to kind of focus on what's right in front of you, or to even have an attention span longer than, you know, 2 minutes. I was on a Zoom call probably a couple months ago, and a guy was talking about there's a lot of video production work, and especially for YouTube. And he was talking about how, you know, nobody 30-minute video. They don't even watch a 4-minute video. Now you've got to get it down to like 2 minutes, and the first like 15 seconds, you just got to hammer it right away. And he's also doing a lot of clips that are down just 15 seconds. And you see a lot of commercials now on online, you go to sign on to a website and you get a little 10-second commercial because the attention span is shorter and shorter. And, you know, so all of the things that we're taking advantage of, the fast internet connections, the cell phones, the 5G, the laptops, all designed to make us work faster. But I don't know that we're really gaining any time because, you know, now we're just more work can be done faster.
And not only that, but then...
Well, guys, I'm sorry. I have to cut you off. Thank you so much for having this conversation with me. It sounds like what we're saying is brain needs downtime, like actual downtime, no input. So thank you so much for having this conversation with me. I look forward to the next one with all of you.
Thanks, Robin.